This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, a little bit on the tired side. I gave a major speech today to the biggest Republican men's club in the state of Nevada and spoke for about 90 minutes and answered questions and strained my voice to levels that most people don't hear unless they're standing next to a 747, and got the crowd going wild and told them the truth, the raw truth, about some of the incompetence of Republicans in this country and in my home state of Nevada. I'm like Trump, man. I don't care where the chips fall. Let them fall where they may. I just tell the truth, the raw truth, and nothing but the truth. And I don't care who it bothers. And the crowd loved it. They told me one of the best speeches they've ever heard. But I used up my voice, and I'm a little bit on the tired side. So it's a little bit worn out, Wayne Allyn Root. So I'll go straight to Bill O'Reilly now, because Bill O'Reilly has his talking points. Gives me a chance for 5 minutes to rest my voice. Then I'll come back, and I'll hit it hard the rest of the show. Bill O'Reilly, 16 years number one at cable news. Killing the SS is national number one bestseller. Take it away, Mr. O'Reilly, without further ado.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly, and this is the Talking Points Memo, the legacy of President Bush the Elder. So I did not know the president that well. I had a correspondence with him. He sent me letters saying that please don't make them public until I pass. And, of course, I honored that request. I posted two of the most important letters on BillO'Reilly.com, should you want to read them. The gist of the letters was this. On the O'Reilly factor, Michael Dukakis, who President Bush defeated in 1988, said that the Iran-Contra scandal during the Reagan years was worse than what Bill Clinton did. And Bush he wailed on that. All right. And I agree with President Bush, the elder, that Iran-Contra, while it was not a good thing, there was a noble intent. There was no noble intent for what Bill Clinton put the country through. Second was on the media bias that we all know exists in America. Very interesting letter about what he himself went through, George H.W. Bush, and what his son went through. So both, again, are posted on BillO'Reilly.com. As for the Bush presidency, it was a mixed bag. He lost re-election because of the economy and because it was a third-party candidate that ran against him. You may remember that. But primarily, Americans lost faith in him because he raised taxes when he said he would not. If he hadn't done that, there would not have been a third-party candidate. And I think he would have defeated Bill Clinton, even though the press was heavily rooting for the governor of Arkansas. Also, in the first Gulf War, I was there in Kuwait after Saddam Hussein's troops were kicked out by a coalition put together by President Bush in America. He let them escape. President Bush let Saddam's army escape on the so-called Highway of Death. American Air Force could have wiped him out in half an hour, and that would have been the end of Saddam Hussein. That should have happened. In hindsight, you look at all the trouble Saddam caused the world. The reason it didn't was Saudi Arabia. Isn't this interesting how Saudi Arabia, way back in 1990 and now again in 2018, is still involved in all this intrigue? So the Saudis, as you may know, are Sunni Muslim. So is Saddam. Sunnis don't like Shia. The Saudis didn't want Saddam out because they knew that the Shiites would take over and then Iran would run Iraq by proxy, Iran being a Shiite nation. It's all about Muslim, Islam, but the fundamentalism that grew up, Saudi Arabia behind a lot of it, all stem back from the first Gulf War. and Saddam should have taken out. I'm sorry, President Bush, the elder, should have taken out Saddam. On a positive front, obviously, he managed the disintegration of the Soviet Union extremely well. President Reagan was the driving force behind that, bankrupting the Russians, and they just couldn't afford anymore to keep up with us, and their economy collapsed. Berlin Wall came down. I was there, too. I was right there when it came down, you know, and I've been pretty much everywhere in the world when major things have happened. So that's why you perhaps listen to me. Now, on a personal front, George W. H. W. Bush was a generous man, a kind man, not a saint, obviously. We're all sinners. Family loved him. Kids loved him. Good dad. Maybe a great dad. And that's the mark of a man. All right. Also, he was a rich guy. Yale. All of that. Father, a senator. Had all the privilege. Don't hold it against him, but I'm a working class kid, so I always look at the rich guys with a bit of a skepticism. Same thing with Donald Trump. But I've known Trump for 30 years, so I know him a lot better than I knew Bush the elder. I like the fact that the press is giving props to President Bush. I know they're doing it to diminish Donald Trump. If you read the letter about the press, you know that George Bush knew how the press tried to hurt him dramatically, and they did. They tried to hurt him. But now he's the greatest guy because they want to make Trump look bad in comparison. That's what's happening. And that's a memo. I'm Bill O'Reilly for Newsmax, reminding you that Killing the SS, huge bestseller. We hope you check it out for Hanukkah and Christmas. And check out BillO'Reilly.com. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. And there's no question, as Bill O'Reilly said, the media was horrible to John McCain when he ran for president. They were horrible to George H.W. Bush when he ran for president and then for re-election. They were horrible to Mitt Romney. They were horrible to Bob Dole. And these are all mamby-pamby Republican losers. Every one of them lost. McCain lost to Obama. Dole lost to Clinton. George H.W. Bush lost to Clinton. Romney lost to Obama. These are guys that lost because they were too middle of the road, too moderate, and the press hated them at the time and painted them as extremist right-wingers, just like they do to Trump now. And now that they're dying or dead, everybody's nice to them and respectful to them because they lost. If they'd won, they wouldn't be so nice. But they knew they had us with these guys. So what can I tell you? The press was nasty to H.W. Bush. I was there. Here's an article that I think is very important. Nearly two-thirds of non-citizen households in America are on welfare. So I thought if a person was a non-citizen, they couldn't get welfare. But I know they can get housing allowances, aid-dependent children, food stamps, Medicaid, all these other things. And maybe that's what they mean by welfare. Let's find out. Another day, another revelation, as the great fleecing of the U.S. taxpayer continues unabated. A Center for Immigration Studies review of U.S. Census Bureau data reveals a stunning 63% of households, that's just under two-thirds, headed by non-citizens who are on some form of welfare. See, they lie when they tell you that illegal immigrants can't get welfare. They can't get welfare with a capital W, but they can get 100 other forms of government handouts that are welfare programs, like food stamps, like disability, like aid to dependent children, like, you know, you name it. And so they do. So stunning 63% of households headed by non-citizens on some form of welfare. The information that the CIS, the Center for Immigration Studies, uncovered is infuriating in a number of ways. The 63% figure is almost twice the rate of native-headed American households that use welfare, which is already too high. It's 35%. This is almost twice high. But non-citizen households also utilize food programs at a much higher rate than natives. 45% get food stamps versus 21% of American natives. And I don't mean Native Americans like Indians. I mean people born in America. And they disproportionately tap into Medicaid as well. 50% of illegal immigrants are on Medicaid versus 23% of people born in the United States. The most telling statistic in the review, however, is that welfare use rises among non-citizens the longer they are in our country. Of households headed by non-citizens in the United States, for fewer than 10 years, 50% use one or more welfare programs. For those here more than 10 years, the rate is 70% using one or more welfare programs. Meaning the longer they're here, the more they become Americanized. these foreigners and these non-citizens, i.e. illegals, undocumented aliens, pick up American habits. They realize America's giving out free money and free food. I'm going to take some. And they become Americanized. Maybe they didn't do it in Mexico because no one gave anything in Mexico. Rather than serving as a temporary safety net, our welfare programs are proven to be a lifestyle staple for non-citizens sponging off the American taxpayer. Of course, many of these non-citizens do work, but they are low-skilled Hispanics from Central America, I'm reading from a story here, laboring at poverty-level jobs. A 2015 CSI report found 67% of households headed by immigrant farm workers are on public assistance of some kind. Folks, I've been saying this, now it's proven, I've been saying this for decades. When you see someone, when you hear a liberal say, people from Mexico are very hardworking, I agree. When they say people from Central America, very hardworking, I agree, they do work hard. While they're also getting food stamps and aid to dependent children and housing allowances and their kids are in school for free, which costs $15,000 to $20,000 per kid and they have five kids. It's $100,000 a year. You don't understand? Yes, they're hardworking. But they used to come to America and only work hard. Now they come here and they work hard while they're getting food stamps and welfare. 50 forms of welfare. They're bankrupting the nation. So you can tell me they work hard all you want. They're also collecting welfare checks. They've all figured it out. As a matter of fact, my books, Murder, the Middle Class, and Angry White Male, pointed out studies that prove the single biggest groups in America on welfare are from Mexico and Central America. In the history of America, no group has ever been a higher percentage than today from Mexico and Central America on welfare. Forms of welfare, not welfare with a W, capital W, I'm talking food stamps, Medicaid, disability, aid to dependent children, etc., etc. Medicaid, Obamacare. We're going under, folks. We're like a bloated ship. We're the Poseidon. We're the Titanic. Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Allyn. I'm fighting. I'm trying to keep us afloat. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we're going to switch things up just a little bit. We're going to take some calls in this segment. We're taking them right now, 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. And we're also going to switch up our sponsor in this segment. We're going to tell you about Synergenics as the sponsor of this TV show. I usually save Synergenics for the last segment of the show, but we'll start in one of the early segments of the show. See, I'm fooling you guys tonight. Phone lines are ready to be opened now. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. If you're listening on the radio, you can watch us on Newsmax TV, Channel 349 DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish, many cable systems all over the country as well. Or you can watch us streamed live on YouTube. You can watch us at NewsmaxTV.com. You can watch us on the Newsmax app. Many ways to watch us. If you're watching us right now and you love my 1 hour a day on TV, how about 3 hours a day on radio? Just go to USARadio.com, click on Listen Live Now, and 3 hours a day, you got Wayne Root live, magically, on your desktop, your laptop, your iPhone, usaradio.com, Wayne Root, 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the West Coast. I'm in afternoon drive time on the West Coast. Synergenics is sponsor of this segment of the show. We love them. If you're watching me on TV, you know that they've just turn back the clock on my life. I look 10 or 15 years younger than when this show began. Everywhere I go, I was addressed the Republican Men's Club today and got a rousing ovation. Everyone said, man, you look good. No one could understand how I lost so much weight, how I looked so much younger. They figured I had plastic surgery. I've never had plastic surgery in my life, by the way, ever, and haven't had any plastic surgery. All I've had is Synergenics. They changed my diet. They changed my exercise. They changed my lifestyle. They changed my vitamins. They added some hormone therapy. Now I eat more than I've ever eaten, and I lost weight, and I work out less than I've ever worked out, and I've gained muscle. It's amazing. Call them and tell them you want the same treatment as Wayne Root. Free, no-obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older. You want to be younger, then call 888-YOUNGER. It's the fountain of youth. Quote Wayne Root. I have found the Fountain of Youth. Or register at Cenegenics.com for your free, no-obligation consultation. Cenegenics, C-E-N-E-G-E-N-I-C-S, Cenegenics.com. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's take Faye in Kansas right now on line one. Faye, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. I just wanted to call and give you a little praise for giving Americans the truth for a change. It's nice to hear.
Well, thank you.
And, you know, I didn't vote in, but my county is a sanctuary county, and I want to know whose big idea it was to start it and how to get it stopped. Any idea?
Well, the first thing I'll say is I guess I'm a little naive. You know, I come from New York, and then I moved to California, and then I moved to Nevada, and all of those states are kind of sanctuary-type states. And I'm just shocked when I hear a state like Kansas in the heartland of America is a sanctuary state. Who the hell ever made Kansas? Whoever thought that was a good idea? I mean, liberals run Kansas? I thought Kansas was a big Republican Midwest state. I don't know whoever came up with the idea of open borders and
sanctuary
states.
There are four sanctuary counties in Kansas. You have to go online to find out.
I just think people ought to be suing. That's all I could say is, you know, the ACLU brings lawsuits on behalf of liberals against government. Why don't we have a conservative lawyer group that brings lawsuits for free for American citizens and patriots and conservatives and Tea Partiers that are outraged that the Constitution is being broken? And I don't know why President Trump isn't defunding and bringing it to the Supreme Court, every sanctuary city and every sanctuary state. If you harbor illegals and you will not cooperate with ICE, then President Trump should be removing all of your federal funding. And let the Supreme Court take it up. That's the way I see it. Those are the only two things I can think of, is we as citizens need to stand up and sue, and sue the government for breaking the Constitution and for wasting taxpayer money on something that's clearly illegal and against the Constitution. And President Trump should take action, and he should use executive action or whatever he needs to use to cut off all funding for sanctuary cities and states. I hope that meets with your approval.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for watching the show. Appreciate it, Faye. Let's take Steve in Nevada. Steve, you're on with Wayne Root. Keep it tight. Oh, you know what? The music's on. Steve, hold on. I'll make you the first call we get back, okay? Hang on the line. Music's on. That means we're going to a break because we have to pay the bills, too, just like every other business in America. And we pay the bills with our sponsors, our advertisers. They're the wonderful people that support Conservative Talk Radio, Conservative Talk TV on Newsmax and USA Radio. And we greatly appreciate our advertisers. They're wonderful people. Without them signing the front of the check, this show doesn't happen on either TV or radio. My email address, WayneRoot@gmail.com. The way you reach me on Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. Find me on Twitter, @Real, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root, just like @RealDonaldTrump. And probably most importantly, the way you reach Newsmax to tell me you like this show and want to see more of Wayne Root and more of this show in an expanded role, contact Newsmax, war@Newsmax.com. W-A-R for Wayne Allen Root as Newsmax.com. War now. See you in a sec.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now!
USA Radio News.
Just before 7 o'clock Eastern Time, former President George W. Bush was shaking hands with mourners at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. Bush had a moment of silence beside the casket with his father, who's lying in state. He then greeted people, shook hands. Bush was accompanied by his wife, Laura, and brother Jeb, and many of the other family members were in attendance as well. After being briefed by CIA Director Gina Haspel, even more senators are convinced that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia knew about the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, including Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I went into the briefing believing it was virtually impossible for an operation like this to be carried out without the Crown Prince's knowledge. I left the briefing with high confidence that my initial assessment of the situation is correct. There's not a smoking gun, there's a smoking saw.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Broadcasting
across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, long day of work. Wayne Allen Root is tired and hungry and also upset at the 800-point downswing, or nearly 800-point downswing, of the Dow Jones Industrial Average today. The market was just, in my opinion, a ridiculous overreaction. As a matter of fact, I think Trump brought great news back from the G20 in Argentina. He basically cut a fantastic deal with China. Now, again, is there uncertainty? Sure. He said it's like a three-month period where we're going to do nothing. There'll be no problems. There'll be no tariffs. There'll be no penalties. There'll be no nothing. And then, while we're negotiating those 3 months, then we'll come back with the real deal. But in the meantime, China's agreed to spend billions of dollars buying American products, American equipment, American farms, farm crops. Good for everybody. Good for farmers. Good for manufacturers. Good for Silicon Valley. And the market reacts by, you know, just selling off. Almost 800-point slump. Doesn't make sense to me. So I wanted to get my great friend of the show, Kip Herridge, has been my go-to economic guru since the day I started local radio in Vegas 3 years ago, then national radio, now national TV. He's made many appearances here on Newsmax, many appearances on USA Radio, many appearances with me on local Vegas radio. The guy's been with me a lot for the last 3 years, and he's never let me down. His insights and his wisdom is always right on the money. He's the most brilliant economic guru, I think, in the United States. And one of the top ones in the world. That's how much I think of Kip Herridge. So the minute I saw the market was just going far down, it was a terrible day, I thought we'd get his perspective on things. So all of you who have IRA accounts and all of you who have stock accounts can breathe deep and figure out what's going on here. So without further ado, his company's called VRAinsider.com. It's a stock newsletter, an investment newsletter, and it is the best there is in these United States. VRAinsider.com. Welcome to the show, Mr. Kip Herridge. How are you?
Hey, great, Wayne. Great to be back here, my friend.
So, if I know you, and we've spoken on the radio quite a few times over the last 6 months, I've interviewed you, but I think this might be the first time in a while on Newsmax TV. If I know you, you are still a bull, and you believe this was a great overreaction, and the market should not have gone down this many points. But I'm speaking for me, so let's hear what Kip Herridge has to say.
Yeah, you know, a little perspective here. First of all, we were bearish going into the housing crisis 2007, 2008. We got our clients out of the market. We got back in within 5 minutes of the lows, March 2009. And, we stayed bullish, been bullish now, full-time bullish for 7 years. So I'm not a permabull. You know, we know when to get people out of the market. This is just not one of those times. And I'll tell you something, Wayne. I think that, you know, today, 800-point drop sounds terrible. It's the 329th worst point drop, worst percentage drop ever. It didn't even crack the top 300, down 3.2%. Wow. We've had since 1986 500 different days where the market's been up or down 500 points.
I didn't know that. I had no idea.
Yeah. It's, again, perspective, right?
Right, and by the way, 800 sounds like so much, but the stock market and the Dow used to be, when the Dow was at 2,000, 800 would have meant the stock market was gone. Now the Dow is at, you know, in stratospheric levels, 800 points isn't so much. I didn't think about that till you just said that. So it's all a matter of what the percentage is and where the Dow is. That 800 is probably the equivalent of the market being down, you know, 50 points 20 years ago. So it's a different number.
Check this out. In 2008, we had a very equivalent drop, 733-point drop. And that was a 7% drop versus 3.2% today. But check this one out. 1929, a 30-point loss was an 11% drop. So, yeah, it's,
wow,
it's all, you know, the Dow is at 25,000 now. So 800 points is not as big a deal. But what's happening right now? And, you know, I'd like to feel like I've got pretty good instincts about the market. I've done this 33 years now.
Wait, but let me ask a more important question before you get to that. Just what caused it? Why did investors suddenly spook and think that we're headed for a recession? What made people suddenly think that out of the blue?
Well, Wall Street hates Trump. There's just no question about it. You know, this is the inverse of the Obama years where Wall Street loved him and Main Street was scratching their head going, how is this market going up year after year? Well, of course, we know how. $4 trillion in QE and $9 trillion in added debt. And Wall Street loved him for it. And Wall Street hates Trump They don't want to see him succeed. I follow pretty much everybody that's important to Wall Street. I either know them or I follow them and have for years. And I've never seen smart, you know, really intelligent Wall Street people that at least used to be that are just they had Trump derangement syndrome. That's what they have. So I think any opportunity
Wall Street must be all Republicans, all conservative capitalists. What the hell happened to Wall Street?
No, that's not the case anymore, my friend. It's completely flipped. They are liberal. They're wealthy liberals, and it really shouldn't surprise us. The 8 wealthiest people on the planet are all hardcore liberal. So, you know, it's a really interesting and different time frame for sure.
Yeah, but you're talking about the billionaires. You know, the billionaires have all become huge Democrat liberals. I get that because they're so out of touch and they love cheap labor. They love open borders. They can have lots of peons working for them that are basically slaves. And they feel such tremendous guilt because they have enough money to last 1,000 generations. Their kids will be billionaires and their grandkids will be billionaires. And no one ever has to worry about money. So they're out of touch. I get that. But I'm talking about, you know, are you just talking about the titans of Wall Street, or do you mean actually the average broker in the pits, you know, who works for a living and maybe makes $500,000-$600,000, not a billion? That guy's a liberal too? Is it really
bad? Not the guys in the pits, not the brokers, not the everyday guys.
Yeah, just the big shots.
Feed his family. We're talking about the big shots, the guys in the ivory towers.
Right.
They are globalists. They're globalists through and through, and if you aren't if you're not a social justice warrior globalist in their world, you don't rise in the ranks. It just doesn't happen.
You're talking about the guys who had Goldman Sachs, those guys, and the guy who heads J.P. Morgan. What's that guy's name? Who heads J.P.?
Jamie Dimon.
You're right, Jamie Dimon, who is so jealous of Trump. Every time he's in an interview, he talks, he's going to run against Trump in 2020. I might run. I could run. I think I'll run. So jealous. Has none of Trump's charisma. Would have zero chance of getting 5% vote. And he thinks he's Donald Trump. Same as the other day, Jeffrey Zucker of NBC, the biggest jerk that ever lived. And a guy who, you know, if you took a look at him for more than 2 seconds, you'd probably be scared. He's just an unattractive guy. He thinks he's going to be the next president of the United States. He may run against Trump. Oh, yeah. I haven't seen too many bald guys with glasses running for president of the United States and winning. Have you, Kip?
No, and you got to extrapolate where you're staying out one step further, because when you go from the Wall Street investment banking firms, take it to the next level. Take it to the ultimate banks. Take it to the Federal Reserve, because this is where this is what concerns me the most. And I guess I'm still a bull. I believe that we have a major global shift happening from globalism to nationalism and populism. I think that's going to be hugely bullish for the market, maybe for 5 to 8 more years, maybe 10. You know, big Dow Jones targets long term, as you know already, as a lot of your listeners do from my previous appearances here, and that hasn't changed. But what is changing is, and this is a real, it's a head scratcher, because today, for example, you have the Federal Reserve has raised rates 8 straight times. We know that. They're due to raise rates again this month. Even as the economy is showing signs of slowing down, look what's happening in housing. Even though it's primarily in California on the East Coast, and maybe it has to do with tax reform, but it's still happening. But yet we have, like, for example, today, the president of the New York Fed, John Williams, came out today and said, this economy is just in great shape. We're going to keep hiking rates. We're going to keep hiking rates because the economy is so strong. I don't remember Federal Reserve presidents speaking like this before,
Right. Basically
taunting the market, saying we're going to raise rates until your 401k plan drops into oblivion. This is the message that people are hearing from the Federal Reserve when they say, hey, we don't really care how you're doing. You know, we don't want to let the economy run hot and let you get help.
This 800-point downfall there, nearly 800 points, wasn't about Trump or the Trump economy. It's about the Fed on a suicide mission trying to fight Trump and raise rates until all of us can't buy stocks anymore, until all of us can't buy homes anymore. It's almost like the Fed is on a suicide mission against its own economy and its own country.
You're preaching to the choir, my friend. This is what a lot of us are saying is what are they thinking? There's a big minority on the Fed right now that believes rates are too high and they should stop raising rates. That's a big minority. The majority are all saying the same thing. About 5 of them said it today. And that's the other thing. I don't remember in the past all these Fed governors that are on all these talk shows and making all these televised appearances talking the market down. You know, they need to, in my humble opinion, shut up. and just
well, maybe
do their
egos.
Us,
this is the age of celebrity, right? And they all think
the economy higher.
Kip is the age of celebrity. They all think they're on Celebrity Apprentice, and they think they're as important
right.
as Donald Trump. And so their egos are getting in the way of their effective decision-making, maybe. They now think they're bigger than Trump and bigger than the president, and they determine the economy, and they decide when the economy should go down and when it's too high. So, you know, we've got these guys prancing around acting like we could out-Trump Trump. Maybe that's what the problem is here, is jealousy.
Trump derangement syndrome in the Federal Reserve now as well. They already had their own problems. Look, they caused every crash we've ever had. They caused the 29
right.
crash. They caused the 2007-2008 financial crisis when they hiked rates 17 straight times from 2004-2006. You know, everybody in their, again, ivory tower loves to blame you and me and the public for what happened then, you know, for buying mortgages and buying homes through systems. It was the Fed's rate hike that crashed us then, and if they're not careful, we'll do it again.
Hey, Kip, you hear the music. It means we got to run, but people can reach you at VRAinsider.com. Is that correct?
That's right, VRAinsider.com.
VRAinsider.com, and if you have to give people one sentence of wisdom here quickly, you believe the market is still strong and it's a buy, correct?
Absolutely.
All right, Kip Herringer, the man himself, the guru, the guy I've been following for since almost 2000, early 2000s, so 15, 16, 17 years. I've followed his advice. He's never, ever, ever led me wrong. The man is brilliant, and I trust him over all the guys who run the Fed. That's the problem. Guys who run the Fed are too political, and they're eggheads from Ivy League schools. I like the street guys. Me and Kip and Donald Trump, the street guys. War Now. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls. 833 War Talk coming up. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and it will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, imported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
War Now!
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, thanks to Kip Herridge, my great friend and economic guru, for coming on the show tonight. And Sam Lannis is one of my great friends in the world. Sam Lannis is the greatest IRS tax attorney you'll ever meet in your lifetime. When the Obama IRS came after me, man, my life was on the line. They wanted to destroy me. They wanted to ruin me. They wanted to intimidate me. They wanted to bankrupt me. And Sam Lannis took on my case. I interviewed 20 top tax lawyers recommended by very rich guys. And Sam Lannis' name came right to the top of the list. And when I interviewed Sam, I said, wow, that's my guy. And I hired him. He beat the IRS. 6 days later, new IRS audit. He said, man, you really are on the president's enemies list, and we beat him again. Sam Lannis, you're the greatest. We walked away twice. I was unscathed, didn't owe a penny, thanks to Sam Lannis. I owe him my life, certainly my financial life. In any case, give him a call, because now he's got this system. I challenged him to do the same thing for everyone that he does for me, which is it was very cheap. You know, he represented me for pennies on the dollar because he was a huge fan of mine. And I said, why don't you do that for everybody? Can you imagine how successful you'll be if you took the average guy or gal who has IRS problems or just a simple audit going on or IRS questions and you charge them as little as you charge me because you're a fan of mine? We'll do it for everybody. And he did it. He did it. He's now developed a program that could solve most tax problems for a monthly fee of $190 a month. And you get a free consultation, so you'll find out. You explain your problem. He'll tell you exactly how long it'll take to solve it, so you'll know in advance. But, you know, if it's a month or two, can you imagine going to a tax lawyer, one of the top ones in the country based in Beverly Hills, who's represented rock stars and rappers and movie stars and top politicians and country singers, and you're going to get this guy for $190 a month. He's going to solve your problem in 3 months or 2 months or 1 month or how about 6 months even. That's still peanuts. He is the best. He did it just for me to see what would happen. I challenged him, and he came through. $190 a month to solve most tax problems. Call 1-800-934-3578. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, because you're an underdog if you take on the IRS with anyone other than Sam Lannis. Or if you try to take him on by yourself, man, you're not just an underdog, you're an idiot. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. His website is WeHelpYou.com. WeHelpYou, the letter U.com. Don't be an underdog. Call Sam Lannis. Monthly fee of $190 a month. He's doing for you what he did for me. All right. Let's take some calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. You must know late news is breaking now with the story of Robert Mueller and Mike Flynn, General Mike Flynn. Special Counsel Robert Mueller told a federal court Thursday former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has given substantial assistance to the Russian investigation and should not get jail time. So he's recommending no jail time for a guy whose life he ruined for doing nothing. Half the FBI agents agreed Mike Flynn did not perjure himself. Let me tell you what Mueller's up to. Mueller would interview Wayne Root. He'd say, what did you eat for dinner 3 months ago on a Tuesday? And if you say, I think it was a chicken sandwich with some mashed potatoes on the side, he'd go back and find out it was a turkey sandwich with mashed potatoes on the side and indict you for lying to the special counsel. That's all he's doing. He's trying to test you to see if every single thing you say, every part of your sentence matches what really happened, when you might just not remember everything exactly and say it the exact right way. He nails you and threatens to put you in jail for the next 100 years. You'll never see your family again. Your business is over. You're bankrupt. Your money's gone. He siphons your bank account. And then he says, all right, well, I guess I could let you out with no jail time if you give me some information. It's just incredible how bad this person is. Robert Mueller, you're a disgusting, despicable human being. And so now you come back and say no jail time for Mike Flynn. Let's hope and pray that he has no jail time. Because here's a guy that was a hero and a good guy and a general, and a military hero, and did nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. He had a conversation as the incoming National Security Advisor with Russia. So what? It's hard for me to even, not break down when I talk about it, because it's just so wrong what they did to this guy. And so now what? Did they make him like Michael Cohen lie and tell lies about what Trump did? So give him no jail time because he lied? I'm sure they're going to give Cohen no jail time if he lied enough and tell them enough stuff about Trump that isn't true. How liberals say torture is no good. You can't torture people because they give you false information. This is financial torture. This is torture. Maybe they're not, gutting you with a knife, but they are gutting you with a knife. And so they force you, if you don't want your whole life to be ruined, to make up lies. The very thing liberals say is you shouldn't torture people because torture doesn't work, because they'll make up any story to get out of the torture. They're now using Mueller to torture people. If not physically, then verbally he's torturing them. Emotionally, he's torturing them. So they make up lies to get out of their mess because they don't want to spend the rest of their life in prison and be bankrupt and completely and wind up like a pauper. Just terrible. Now, I was at the Republican Men's Club today, last story of the day, and I spent a lot of my time talking about voter fraud and illegals voting and all the tricks of the Democratic Party, but the biggest trick up their sleeve, this new one, is called ballot harvesting in California. I hear the music, so the show's about over. I'll finish this story tomorrow on the show. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. Ballot harvesting. 7 of the 14 House seats Republicans lost in California. They were ahead on election night, and they lost the next day because Democrats have legalized ballot harvesting. And I'll tell you all about it on tomorrow's show. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. You won't believe it when you hear it. The people at the Nevada Republican Men's Club couldn't believe it. It's such a scam. It's such fraud. And Democrats will do anything to win elections, no matter how low they have to go. It's just amazing. It's shocking. I'll tell you about it tomorrow. Ballot harvesting. Such corruption. Such a scam. Such fraud. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, all the cops out there, all the military, all the retired military, we love you, we appreciate you, and all your sacrifices. God bless. Have a safe night. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.